Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sama ko si John Rivera. Siya ang 2017 Young Chef ng San Pellegrino na takdang mag-compete sa buong mundo. Congratulations, John.
Maraming salamat po.
So, Young Chef, anong pakiramdam nung napili ka?
It was really overwhelming nung napili ako na Young Chef na i-represent ang region ng Pacific. Syempre, like, I was really proud of my dish, that it was Filipino inspired, and I was really drawing from my roots. And one of my main, I guess, what I wanted out of it was to showcase Filipino food, and that it can be elevated to a refined and elegant level and on a global stage as well. So when I was selected, I couldn't believe it. Really, I was really humbled. And I was really excited, nervous, anxious. All the emotions went through my head.
So, ang napanalo mong dish ay sinigang, hapuka and tomato, calamansi and taro. Una sa lahat, ano yung hapuka?
Hapuka is isa siyang isda na I grew up eating in New Zealand. It's a really large firm flesh white fish. It's beautiful, and you know, in New Zealand it's ubiquitous. So, growing up in New Zealand, I had to incorporate that into my dish somehow. So that's how I came about using hapuka.
At nakita ko merong ulo ng hipon. Yun yung nagpapasarap sa sabaw mo.
So I roast off prawn head. So the broth or the sabaw is made from a reduction of tomatoes. The tomatoes being one of the key souring agents used in the Philippines. So I pretty much take out all the water out of the tomatoes and reduce that down until it's very, very sour and sweet. And I infuse that with roasted prawn heads, so pretty much sinigang na hipon, which is one of my favorites, really one of my favorites. And it adds an extra layer and depth of flavor to the broth.
At syempre may patis.
Syempre.
Hindi pwedeng magsinigang ng walang patis.
Yeah.
Sabi nga nila, yung sinigang mo ay level up na. Maganda ang presentation, magandang itsura. Hindi siya nakalagay sa isang malaking mangkok na lalagyan ng kanin. So, ito yung ika nga nila, class na sinigang.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, sinigang is beautiful as it is, if you know what it is. But we have to elevate it to a more refined and elegant level. So, you know, it resembles sinigang, it does, but in the same way, it's a little bit quirky, a little bit different, so it hopefully catches the eye of Filipinos and Westerners alike.
Ikaw lumaki ka sa New Zealand at dito sa Melbourne, sa Australia, pero yung pamilya mo ay Pinoy na Pinoy, so na-expose ka sa Pinoy na lutuin, hindi ba?
Siyempre, like, umuwi kami sa Cabanatuan City, and like the produce there, yung mga gulay, yung mga luto ng mga tita ko, is, you know, it's so delicious, and it's so fresh, and there's so many different aspects that I think even Filipinos and Philippines don't understand about their food, that is so unique and so beautiful.
Pero sa matagal ko ng pag-interview, pakipag-usap sa maraming mga chef na Pilipino, isa sa mga hinaharap na problema ng pagkain o lutuing Pilipino ay yung plating. Paano siya magiging kaaya-aya? Kasi sa atin, di ba, mas marami, mas masarap.
I think one of the biggest thing that's holding back Filipino food, and not just plating, is that I think that we condemn Filipino food to kind of, you know, that's what we eat at home, or like my mother can make that better. And even furthermore, like when we eat out, we go to a Filipino restaurant, we condemn, you know, Filipino, like the ulam, it's just in bain-maries, or, you know, it's like turo-turo, and it gets put into a plastic container. You know, it takes a little bit of thought, a little bit of creativity, you know, to bring some vibrancy into the food, because we know the flavors are there. It's just a matter of, I guess, looking at it differently and, you know, being proud of what we have.
So tingin mo ba, dahil unti-unti nakikita ko rin sa Melbourne na umuusbong yung mga lutuing Pilipino, hindi ba? Pag pumunta ka sa mga isang kainan dito sa Melbourne, makikita mo hindi lang Pinoy yung kumakain na. So sa tingin mo ba na unti-unti na siyang na-appreciate?
Syempre, like I think definitely so. And during the competition, I was talking to some of the judges, some of the very esteemed chefs in Melbourne, namely Andrew McConnell and Paul Carmichael and Jacques Ramon. These are very, you know, heavyweights in the Melbourne dining scene. And I thought that not a lot of people have heard about Filipino food, but, you know, they come up to me and said, hey, you know, I love Filipino food. I love adobo. I love sinigang. Like, I've never really had it, and I've used inspiration from it, but I've never really seen somebody really go in for it. I was actually talking to one of the chef owners of a very good restaurant here in Melbourne called Anchovy, by the name of Tili. She's Vietnamese, and her restaurant is more Vietnamese, but she grew up in Blacktown in Sydney, so it's a very predominantly Filipino area.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, man, I love sinigang, and like, I can't believe you're doing this. This is awesome. Just last week, she had a special on her menu, which was actually palabok. So she made crab palabok, and she put it on her menu because she loves Filipino food. So I think definitely people know about Filipino food. Like, we're not relatively unknown in the food scene, or, you know, just in general. But I guess we just need to make more of a stand or raise our voice a bit more and get our food out there.
So tingin mo ba kailangan i-tweak din kaunti? Kasi yung mga pagkain natin masyadong matamis o di kaya maalat.
I don't necessarily think that we need to tweak it flavor-wise. I think, you know, that's what makes our food unique. You know, it's the intensity of flavor. You know, the bagoong, the patis, the suka, the soy sauce. So the flavors are there, and like, the flavors are great, but it's a matter of how we market it and how we're portrayed or how we show it to others.
Nabanggit mo sa akin na na-inspire kang mag-aral ng pagluluto nung nanood ka ng isang MasterChef episode?
Yeah. When I was in, growing up, I was always interested in food. And I was always watching Food Network growing up instead of Cartoon Network. And going through high school, with the success of MasterChef, I was always watching it. And I started off as a pastry chef really because I watched an episode of Adriana Zumbo on MasterChef, and I was completely blown away. And I think combined with the natural Filipino sweet tooth, I was generally drawn to pastry and dessert, so that's where I got my start.
At ngayon, nag-evolve ka na.
Yeah, so one of my very great chef mentors told me you can't put all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, there's a lot more to cooking and food than just sweets and pastry and dessert. So, I mean, to diversify and to really improve yourself, you have to go out of your comfort zone and learn everything, you know.
Totoo ba na sa loob ng kusina, lahat ng tao ay under pressure at masusungit yung mga chef? Totoo ba yun? Sa yung nakikita namin sa TV?
Like, no, it's, you know, you watch a lot of Gordon Ramsay and Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares, and, you know, that's it's very marketable. That, and I think, you know, in past generations, chefs were very under pressure. They work long hours, always on our feet, and high stress levels. So tempers really flare, and, you know, we're always in the quest for perfection and in the pursuit of that. So we really take it seriously. But nowadays, of our generation, my generation, and you know, it's not really like that. I think we understand that the industry is very hard. It takes a lot out of you. You make a lot of sacrifices. So instead of getting angry at each other, there's a great sense of camaraderie and support in the kitchen in Amaru. No, there's hardly any yelling, hardly any swearing. We all get along, and we all work together for the common goal. So I mean, I think everybody loves to watch Gordon Ramsay explode, and it's, you know, it's fun and it's very marketable. But
nakaka-distress lang siya panoorin, ganun ba?
Yeah, I know. Definitely. Like, I think if you look at it from an outsider's point of view, you wouldn't want to come into a professional kitchen, and it's actually quite sad because it'll put off a lot of people. But if you come to a kitchen like nowadays, into a very good kitchen, you'll realize that it's actually a learning environment. It is still very intense. We're all in the pursuit of perfection, and, you know, and always creative and always thinking on our feet. But at the end of the day, we're here to support each other, not just in our own restaurant, but in the industry as a whole.
Ano ang dadalin mong lutuin sa pandaigdigang competition?
In Milan, I'll actually still be cooking the sinigang dish. It's our signature dish, and as our signature dish carries us throughout the competition. I'll have mentors.
May kanin?
Para lang sa akin, just on the side for me. But yeah, we're going to develop the dish more, refine it, work on the weaknesses, and definitely still improve the strengths. So in Milan, when we present sinigang to some of the best chefs in the world, they're going to know what Filipino food is.
Maraming salamat, Chef John Rivera, at good luck sa darating na taon.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.